Jim, my parents tried to convince me that I was Swedish, but I said, hey, I wasn't Bjorn yesterday. Ow. That hurt.
Yeah. Ow.
That one hurt. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. All right, the mariachi version. What is this song?
We put it to you, name that mariachi version of a Totally Hit, and we have somebody on to guess.
All right, Taylor is on the line. What is that song?
It is Take On Me.
Take On Me!
Yes!
Okay.
Way to go.
A different person has put you on the phone to do this contest, right?
My dad.
You're right. Yeah. And your name is what?
Clark.
Oh, okay.
Well done, Clark.
And Dad, who's using his child as a human shield? He's afraid to talk to us. That's okay. Clark.
I'm not afraid to talk to you. We're in line out of school.
Okay. No,
we're listening together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Jim was trying to make it sound sinister, but it wasn't. Okay.
It was a team effort. You're right. That's exactly. Aha, Take On Me. You're the winner.
All right. We got tickets for you to see Billy Idol in concert. And we will play the actual American song coming up just after the break.
The English version.
Three things you want to know this morning. A new condition is sweeping Hollywood. It's Ozempic mouth.
Oh, man.
Oh, I've heard about that. What
I guess
is
as
that
you
about?
Lose weight, I guess they say people like Whoopi Goldberg, Sharon Osbourne, Rebel Wilson are starting to experience it, where you lose enough weight in your face that it starts having fine lines around your lips and your
kind of look like duck lips a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Because of their filler. And just,
so,
Yeah.
So they'll have to fix that with something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Add filler in there, I guess.
I lost too much weight. I need something to plump me back up.
Yeah.
Hello, Hollywood. Well done.
President Trump sent out a post on social media over the weekend saying he would like to open Alcatraz prison back up. As a prison for the most dangerous, notorious criminals in America. That's the one out on an island out from San Francisco.
Now it's a tourist attraction and people pay big money to go tour it.
I went on a tour of that probably like 3 or 4 years ago. It has been closed since 1963 and it was made like 100 years ago.
I was going to say, there need to be a lot of fixing done.
They say it would be
that
super expensive to put something there, you know, make it into a real operating prison again.
Hmm.
Like crazy expensive.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
A 12-year-old boy in New Zealand created an AI pill bot for his grandma because she started taking the wrong medication due to her poor eyesight.
Oh, wow.
So he created this little contraption to help her take the right medication.
That's fantastic.
I know,
that's a really big problem for people that, you know, are getting older and
right.
can't remember
and
what to take.
And I know, like, I mean, sometimes I even struggle getting like a pill bottle open. And so for people who struggle, but somebody asked him, like, should we fear AI? And he said, no, but joked, if AI does take over the world, I hope this project helps them realize that I'm on their side. Kind of like what we've been saying.
Yeah, you'd be nice to AI. That way they will, you know, you'll be one of the last ones they kill.
That's right. That's dark.
You're taking the wrong pill, Mima.
Thank you. Thank you, AI. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
And we just played the mariachi version. And now, for America, it's the Woody and Jim Joke Off. But for Cinco de Mayo, let's call it Stinko de Joko.
Why not? Why not annoy people before it even starts?
That is our job. All right. Let us begin. Would you like to start, Jim?
Be happy to.
Okay. Remember, bad jokes, first one to laugh loses.
Woody? 85% of Americans don't know how to do basic math.
Mm.
Just glad I'm part of the 25% who does.
That's pretty accurate, really. Jim, if you're looking for a Star Wars joke on the day after Star Wars Day, I'm afraid you're all the wrong place.
That was painful.
I know, that was terrible. Timely, but terrible.
Woody, I bought my friend an elephant for her room.
Really?
She said, thanks. I said, don't mention it. It's an elephant in the room.
Oh, don't mention the elephant in the room. I get it. Okay. Jim, at a certain age, a lot of women start collecting cats. It's called menopause.
Woody, you know you're getting old when your back goes out more than you do.
Living the dream. Jim, a lot of people pick their noses. I was just born with mine.
Oh.
Woody, I brought my daughter to take your water to... Rewind. I brought my daughter to take your daughter to work day here at the station.
Yes.
She really didn't enjoy it. She said, where's all the clowns you said you worked with?
Oh, rude.
Accurate, but rude. Jim, President Trump has renamed the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. He's also renamed the San Andreas Fault as Joe Biden's fault.
Nice.
That's actually right from today's headlines.
For those who don't want Alexa listening in on their conversations, Woody, they have a new one, but it's a male version.
Really?
It doesn't listen to anything.
Very accurate.
Yeah.
Jim, Sovereignty won the Kentucky Derby over the weekend. Mm-hmm. No one could understand his victory speech because he was so hoarse.
Horse race. If laziness were an Olympic sport, I would try for fourth place because I didn't want to walk up all the way to the podium.
I like it.
Yeah.
Jim, when I was a little kid, I used to love to make sandcastles with my grandfather until my grandmother made me put the urn back up on the mantle.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. The dead grandfather.
Hey,
cremation joke wins.
At least you didn't eat them like kids are doing these days.
See, there you go.
Right.
So it could have been much worse.
Grandpa.
There.
Oh, man.
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Today is Cinco de Mayo, which is Spanish for St. Patrick's Day. So go out and enjoy doing whatever it is you're going to do.
If you think about it, that is a completely true statement.
We took something from another country and Americanized it.
You just, what do you drink? We'll drink that too.
Yeah.
One day.
Hard.
And embarrass your country in our country. So what was our weekend like, you guys?
Mine was mostly boring. I had like a lot of paperwork to do. I had like bills to pay and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I did play hockey. We lost. Mm. But it was a good game.
I went to a wedding on Saturday and it was at the Belmont like Fisher Center.
Mm-hmm. And that's a nice place.
It's really beautiful.
A little bit bougie.
Pretty bougie. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I wasn't that impressed. That's probably so bad to say, but I liked my wedding better. I'll just say that. Yeah. I think I had more fun at my wedding.
That's good. That's the key.
You're
supposed to. Yeah.
Yes, it is. But she's like, we are so not on the same page or level like me and the bride. So
different circles.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it was so her. My wedding was so me. Two completely different weddings, but beautiful in and of themselves. And she said she had the best day ever. So that's what matters.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then yesterday was the first day that me and Landon had just like together. It was my first Sunday not volunteering at church.
Right.
Oh, nice.
And being home. So
and he wasn't working and you
and he wasn't
hang out.
Working. Yeah. He actually tried to pick up a shift and I was like, please don't. I just stopped volunteering. Like, please don't. So it was nice. We got Panda Express after church and just bed
cool.
on the couch all day.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Melissa was a sick part of the weekend. She had strep throat because she works in an elementary school and is always sick or about to be sick.
Yep.
But she's better now. And we went out for Chinese food over the weekend. And then yesterday we went and saw Thunderbolts.
Oh, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
It was a lot of fun.
It is a fun movie.
It was the first fun Marvel movie in a while.
It's been a bit.
Not only is it Cinco de Mayo, it's also the Met Gala tonight.
Yes.
That's right. The super fancy celebs go to New York and do fashion-y thing. Yeah. I don't even understand
it. It's not open to the general public. We don't know what goes on in there.
Right. Super exclusive.
Yeah.
Invite only.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the circles I run in.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
Same.
But Gina, you have done some research to help explain this to those of us that are just plain dumb about the Met Gala.
Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of used my husband as like a prompt a little bit.
Okay.
So I said, can you describe the Met Gala to me as if I were a guy who was into sports and hunting and didn't know anything about celebrities or fashion, please?
Okay.
So this is on ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like your husband asking.
Yeah.
Okay. So have it explained to us.
Okay. It says, absolutely, man. Think of the Met Gala like the Super Bowl of fashion, but instead of touchdowns and hunting trophies, it's all about wild outfits and big name celebrities showing off. It's held once a year at the Met Museum in New York, and it's basically a huge fundraiser where the rich and famous, actors, musicians, athletes, and designers come to walk this fancy red carpet in outfits that are sometimes impressive, sometimes just plain bizarre. Each year has a theme, kind of like how hunting season has different targets or how football games have different playbooks.
Okay.
Everyone's expected to dress according to that theme, and designers treat it like a competition to outdo each other. So imagine a bunch of celebrities showing up in outfits that might look like armor, nature, old school royalty, or even outer space, Katy Perry, all for yes. the sake of being the boldest on the field. That's the Met Gala.
Okay.
Okay, now I kind of get it.
A little easier to digest.
We still don't know what they do in there, though.
No.
They walk past the cameras and the red carpet, but then they go in there and do secret things.
They scan the people for, like, electronic devices.
Yeah, they're not allowed phones or anything like that.
It's probably a meeting for the Illuminati.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Where they plan on taking over the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just, like, picturing what a great movie it would be to have, like, all the people at the Met Gala with their, like, super fancy outfits and their assistants and their personal designers and stuff. And then, like, the end of the world happens, or it's a zombie apocalypse, and they have to, like, now they have to live like animals, but in these crazy outfits.
Like Hunger Games?
I like that idea. I was also thinking they all go in there and then they take off their human suits and they and they reveal the reptilians that they are.
Aliens
from another planet.
They are alien. They're so alien.
Yes. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready once again to play Gender Wars, the classic battle between man and woman. For the ladies in the audience, we have Deanna in Hermitage. Hello, Deanna.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. For the guys, we have Vaughn in Smyrna. Hello, Vaughn.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, guys, let's warm up before we get the game going with a Get Acquainted question. We'll start with you, Deanna. What would you like to outlaw?
So because I'm at the store right now, getting ready to go in, when people go through like the self-checkout line and they have a full cart... And then don't have any idea how to sell. Like, if you have a full cart and you've got some major experience with self-checkout and you can just blaze through that, then maybe that's one thing. But if you are just one item at a time, very slowly, a full cart, and everybody behind you's got like two things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there should be a time limit.
I love that.
All right.
Yep.
Thanks for attending Deanna's TED Talk.
Preach, sister.
Nice.
But we're with you.
That's all right. We agree. That's great.
I love it. Vaughn, what about you? What would you like to outlaw?
I think internet trolls. I mean, people that get on there just to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody would agree with that.
Good one.
That's because they can be anonymous, so they say whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Keyboard warriors.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, let's get the game going. You each have a screw. Let's start things off with a multiple choice question.
All right, Deanna, here we go. In the Thunderbolts movie, does David Harbour play the Winter Soldier, Ghost, or the Red Guardian?
Oh, geez. I'm going to go Red Guardian.
Yeah, you are right.
Josh.
My son just saw this movie twice this weekend.
Oh, really? I saw it, too. It's a fun movie.
It is
fun.
But
I haven't seen it. I have not seen it yet.
Well, it got you a point. You're leading things off here.
Okay, Vaughn, regular flour, self-rising flour, or corn flour? Which flour can you use to thicken sauces?
I think it's all-purpose flour.
No.
It is not. It would be corn flour.
Corn flour. Ooh. Remember that the next time you're going to thicken a sauce.
Did not know that.
Okay. All right. Deanna, you can take a big lead here. Die Hard and Interstate are famous brands of what thing?
Are they a battery?
Batteries.
Yes. Oh, wow. She just beat the buzzer.
Yeah, car batteries. Well done. All right.
Okay.
You got a 2-0 lead. That means, Vaughn, you got to get this one if you want to stay in the game.
Okay, Vaughn, you got this.
All right.
Conair is most famous for selling what beauty product?
Oh, it's like a hair dryer.
Yes. There we go. He's back in it.
Okay. And there's life. We have a game. It's 2-1. Deanna, you could win it if you get this one right.
All right. Deanna, what is the beer-related name of the baseball team from Milwaukee?
Brewers.
The Brewers.
Wow.
That's right.
And look at that.
Good job, Deanna.
You guys were
Thank you. Great contestants. Yeah, that's awesome.
We laughed, we cried.
People won prizes.
It's something we'll always remember until tomorrow.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Monday morning, we all need a Woody and Jim mood boost, don't we?
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durk, walk around the neighborhood.
This is cool. Some high school kids being heroes. A high school baseball team was about to take the field when they heard a loud explosion and saw smoke, and they realized there was a house on fire near the ball field.
Really?
So they all dropped their bats and gloves and ran over there to help.
Wow.
Apparently, there was a woman who was working at home, had earbuds in, and didn't hear anything, even though the house was on fire.
Oh, wow.
So they got her out. The first responders showed up. And they were able to put the fire out before there was any major damage.
Wow.
And after that, the guy who owned the house came over and said hi to the kids at the ball field and gave them a little, you know, recognition.
And he was almost in tears. I mean, for us to be in the middle of a game and him to come over and want to give thanks to our boys, the first thing he said was, make sure you tell those boys that saved my house, give them some recognition.
That's very cool. Oh,
that's fantastic.
Really cool.
Seeing something and doing something. That's awesome.
What it's all about.
Yeah.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
The joke off is here.
Yes.
It's a Monday morning tradition.
If you're not familiar with how it works, we tell terrible jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh is the loser. All right.
I don't know. Maybe everybody is the loser because these are so terrible.
Yeah, I have to admit that's probably true. All right.
Woody, you have honors.
Okay. Jim, the cashier at Walmart, said, strip down facing me. And by the time I realized she was talking about my debit card, the police were already there.
Gina thought it was real. Woody, it was so windy this weekend that I was walking to the gym and I got blown into the wine store.
I like that. Jim, I was making out with my girlfriend on the couch and she said, let's take this in the bedroom. And I said, all right, I'll pick up this end. You pick up the other end.
A hacker called me and said he had all my passwords.
Really?
I grabbed a pen and paper and I said, great. What are they?
I think we've all been there.
Jim, my parents tried to convince me that I was Swedish. But I said, hey, I wasn't Bjorn yesterday. That hurt.
Yeah. Ow.
That one hurt.
What do I just paid my Davidson County property taxes. Oof. Roads should be fixed any day now.
Mm. Mm. That is a joke in and of itself.
Many levels.
Jim, I was abducted by aliens.
Really?
They made me wash my hands, clean my room, and eat my vegetables. Apparently, they took me aboard the mothership.
A little pre-Mother's Day humor. Woody, I'm not going to Tractor Supply anymore. Mm. I ordered grain for my chickens, but after I got it, they sent an email asking for my feedback.
Oh. Jim, I accidentally gave my girlfriend a glue stick instead of her lipstick. She still hasn't talked to me.
Almost got it. Woody, my wife asked me, are you sometimes surprised at how little people change?
Mm.
Said, actually, the process is the same. Little people just buy tinier clothes.
I got him.
I got you to laugh. It may not have been obvious on the radio because your laugh is quiet, but you're.
I wasn't laughing. Yeah.
You were,
but yeah.
You were bouncing up and down, physically laughing.
Yes.
I won this round.
All right. We do it every Monday, the Woody and Jim joke off. Three things you want to know this morning. Of course, they've been putting the fear of God into us for the longest time. May 7th is the deadline for your real ID.
Oh,
can't board a plane starting Wednesday without one. They say you can still get one. After the seventh, there's not a deadline of they're not going to make them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you want to start to be on a plane starting Wednesday, you have to have one. Or you show up with your passport, military ID, but there'll be a lot more scrutiny. So they say, if you don't have one, maybe show up 3 hours before your flight.
Gotcha. It took me about 2 weeks, and a half weeks to get mine. So yeah. If you're traveling at the end of the month, I would get it this week get it in time.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep. Mm. There was the biggest concert for a female performer in world history over the weekend. Lady Gaga performed in Rio de Janeiro for 2 million people.
Wow.
And the Brazilian police foiled a bomb plot.
Wow.
Somebody was, trying to hurt people, I guess, with bombs during that concert, but they foiled it. They caught them before they were able to do it.
Good deal.
That's great.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. That would have been
big
awful.
Show.
So Aurora Innovation has launched the U.S.'s first commercial self-driving trucks. So they're the Class 8 heavy-duty trucks, which are just the big semis that
you see
on the road.
The big 18-wheelers.
Yeah.
But they've done it on Interstate 45 from Houston to Dallas in Texas. So it's just been that strip.
Mm-hmm.
They've already completed over 1,200 miles without a human driver. So it's been safe so far. Apparently, the self-driving technology features advanced sensors capable of detecting dangers such as red light violators and pedestrians from hundreds of feet away. But what about people who like slam on their brakes and like backtrack traffic?
How quick is the reaction time?
Yeah.
I would say it's probably better than people because we're distracted and it's not.
That's true.
I trust the robot trucks.
And they probably
more than
give
I do
enough,
real ones.
They probably give enough space. But what about like if somebody kind of cuts them off and stuff too? I don't know.
It's the same as a human driver.
Yeah.
It's got to react.
Yeah.
You can't judge it by the crazy people driving next to it.
Right. Well, they're next. They're expanding operations in El Paso and Phoenix. So might be coming to Tennessee soon. We don't know.
Wouldn't
we
be
are
surprised.
Kind of the America's heartland. People come through Nashville to go everywhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Look in that truck next to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a driver?
Thanks for listening to the Woody and Jim Show podcast. If you're right here in the room with us, we would give you a soft, gentle kiss on the forehead.
But we can't. So instead, let's give a big... Mwah!
Andale!